Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're looking into some of the stories students are encountering right now.
Right, specifically in The Juice, that daily educational app.
Okay, let's jump in. First one, this discovery at Cambridge University Library. Really interesting.
Yes, the librarians finding those manuscript pages.
Right, two pages from the 13th century.
Yeah.
But it's where they found them.
Yeah, sewn into the binding of a much later book, wasn't it? 16th century?
That's it, a manor house record book. So these pages were like repurposed centuries ago.
And they're Arthurian legends. King Arthur, Lancelot, Merlin.
Yeah, part of the sweet Vulgate du Merlin, written on parchment, which was super valuable back then. So, you know, reusing it made sense.
Makes sense, but now they're incredibly fragile, I guess.
Totally. So they can't just, you know, pull them out.
Yeah.
They're using text CT scans, multispectral imaging.
Wow, to read them without damaging anything.
Exactly. So it's not just about the stories on the pages, it's the object itself.
The fact that it was reused tells us something about maybe bookbinding or archiving back then.
Precisely.
Yeah.
In 16th century England, one researcher, Dr. Irene Fabry-Taranqui, called it a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
You can see why. So for a chat with a student, maybe ask them why finding and saving old things, old stories, why that matter.
Good one. Or what historical stuff they find interesting.
Okay. Switching gears quite a bit now.
Yeah, this next one touches on government funding, specifically healthcare. Students are reading about a potential budget bill affecting Medicaid.
Right. And the source points out something interesting, that millions of Americans might be on Medicaid but not actually know it.
Because the states all call it different things.
Exactly. Like STAR plus PLEVELES in Texas, or SoonerCare in Oklahoma, Healthy Connections, lots of different brand names.
Which can make it confusing. The program itself covers about, what, 1 in 5 Americans?
Roughly, yes. But a study mentioned suggests maybe 1 in 3 people receiving it didn't realize it was Medicaid, partly because of those names.
Hmm. And this bill, the potential cuts are pretty significant.
The source cites the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, that's the nonpartisan analysis group for Congress. They estimate it could be a $700 billion cut over 10 years.
Wow. And that could affect coverage for up to 9 million people.
That's the CBO projection mentioned, yeah. It's a big potential impact.
And the source also notes there's opposition, even from within the Republican Party.
It does. It quotes Senator Josh Hawley, a Republican from Missouri.
What was his take?
He's quoted as saying that cutting health insurance for the working poor is morally wrong and politically suicidal.
So a discussion point for kids here could be,
yeah,
maybe why it's important to know where your benefits or services actually come from.
Yeah, like understanding the system. Good thought.
Okay, from policy to, well, sharks and swimming.
Ah, the Martha's Vineyard story.
Right. It's the 50th anniversary of Jaws being filmed there. And this endurance swimmer, Lewis Pugh.
He swam around the island. That sounds intense.
It does. 62 miles, took him 12 days, something like 24 hours total in the water. Cold water, wind, waves.
But he had a specific purpose, right? Not just the swim itself.
Exactly. It was about sharks. Trying to change how people see them, advocate for more protection.
Because the human impact is huge? The source mentioned a number.
Yeah, something like 274,000 sharks killed each year from human causes. It's staggering.
It really is. And Pugh's quote summed it up well.
We've been fighting sharks for 50 years. Now we need to make peace with them. Kind of turns the Jaws narrative on its head.
Definitely. So maybe talk with kids about how we could encourage people to protect animals that seem scary.
Like sharks, yeah. How do you overcome that fear factor?
Moving on, students also see things like a quote of the day. Today's was from Ada Limone.
Oh, the poet laureate. What was the quote?
It's, I saw a mom take her raincoat off and give it to her young daughter when a storm took over the afternoon. My God, I thought, my whole life I've been under her raincoat thinking it was somehow a marvel that I never got wet.
Huh, that's... Yeah, that makes you think.
It does. Ada Limone, she's Mexican-American, the 24th U.S. Poet Laureate, first Latina in the role. Her work often hits these themes, identity, nature, human connection.
And that quote really captures something about, like, unseen care or sacrifices.
Exactly. Things taken for granted.
So a discussion starter could just be, what do you think that quote means?
Or, what are some things people do for others that maybe don't get noticed?
Good prompts. Okay, next, a natural disaster story from Switzerland.
The glacier collapse. Yeah, that sounded devastating.
End of May, a huge chunk of the Birch Glacier ice and rock, like 3 million cubic meters, just broke off.
And caused a landslide that hit a village.
Yeah, Blatten. Buried 90% of it. Houses, hotels, almost all destroyed.
But weren't people evacuated? I thought I read that.
Mostly, thankfully. Geologists had warned them, so about 300 residents, and their livestock got out 9 days before.
That's incredibly fortunate in the circumstances, though one person was still missing, right?
Sadly, yes. The mayor's words were just stark. Blatten has been wiped away. Everything is gone.
And the source connects this to melting permafrost.
It does. That frozen ground that kind of holds mountains and glaciers together. When it thaws, things get unstable.
And it mentions this isn't an isolated type of event anymore. Mm. Cites other disasters, a scientist saying, for sure, there will be more.
Yeah, sobering stuff. So a practical discussion point. What should people or communities do when they know a natural disaster might happen? How do you prepare?
Yeah, important question.
Okay, finally, a topic that's definitely generated a lot of discussion.
The story about the trans athlete in the California track championships.
Right. A.B. Hernandez, a junior from Drupa Valley High. Won medals in high jump, triple jump, long jump at the state level.
And the source provides context, mentioning the state's governing body allowed an extra competitor spot in events Hernandez qualified for.
Yes. It also notes the political dimension, President Trump's threat about withdrawing federal funding related to an executive order on trans athletes competing.
And it covers the public reaction at the event, too.
It does. Mentions a plain banner saying, "No boys and girls sports," funded by advocacy groups.
And some protesters wearing pink, shirts saying Save Girls Sports. It includes those details.
But it also includes Hernandez's perspective.
Right. Quoted as being shocked people would bully a child who trained hard.
And offering encouragement, saying, don't just hope, make it happen.
So maybe a way to talk about this with students is to ask, how should schools or communities handle these kinds of disagreements about fairness in sports or other areas when people have really different views?
That seems like a constructive angle. So quite a range today.
Definitely. From medieval manuscripts and glaciers to, you know, healthcare policy and these really complex social issues.
These are just examples, of course, of the kinds of things young people are engaging with.
That brings us to the end of this deep dive.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.